The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus got into a boat, his disciples followed him. Suddenly, a violent storm came up on the sea so that the boat was being swamped by waves, but he was asleep. They came and woke him, saying, "Lord, save us, we are perishing." He said to them, "Why are you terrified, O you of little faith?" Then he got up, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. The men were amazed and said, "What sort of man is this, whom even the winds and the sea obey?" The Gospel of the Lord. I'd like to tell you something about Saint Irenaeus, because in a sense, he answered that question that the apostles asked in today's gospel. What sort of man is this, whom even the winds and the sea obey? Saint Irenaeus died in the year 202. He was a disciple of a bishop named Polycarp, and Polycarp was a disciple of John the Apostle. So Irenaeus takes us way back to the very early church. His name, Irenaeus, means peacemaker, and he was called to be a peacemaker in the early church, especially when there are so many doctrines about who Jesus was. What sort of man is this? What he reinforced was that Jesus was truly God and truly human. He reinforced the humanity of Jesus, but he also reinforced our own humanity. One of his most famous sayings is, "The glory of God is a human being truly alive." The glory of God is a human being truly alive. That means if we're looking to glorify God or to be holy, we don't have to so much imitate other saints, although that's a good model. What we have to do is develop our own selves. We have to develop our humanity. We have to try to become human beings, as human as we can be, because in our humanness there is a sacredness. The glory of God is a human being truly alive. I think there's no better way for you and me to develop that humanity than in the Eucharist, when we are nourished by both the divinity and the humanity of Jesus. So as we celebrate Irenaeus' feast today, may this Eucharist help us not to say, "Oh, I'm only human," but rather to say, "I am trying to be truly human." Amen.